You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, exploring space can be awe-inspiring but expensive. We'll talk to an aerospace engineer who thinks the romance of space has practical benefits and says spending money on space research helps advance society as a whole.
Right now, for many urban areas, retail food options can be tough to come by. A lack of investment can create food deserts where people without their own vehicles may have to travel miles for fresh produce and meat.
In the Walker's Point neighborhood of Milwaukee, people have recognized the need for a new grocery store for years. After lobbying city officials, showing up at public meetings, and gathering signatures, their efforts are paying off. Cermak Fresh Market will soon open in Walker's Point.
Victor Ray is the former president of the Walker's Point Association, a group connecting residents with businesses and city officials to improve the community. Victor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, for those of us who haven't been there, can you give us a sense for what the Walker's Point neighborhood is like?
Well, Walker's Point is a very diverse neighborhood, an inclusive neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood that is a great mixture of residents and now some of the best foodies in the city of Milwaukee. Walker's Point is an eclectic neighborhood. It's a culmination of many different races, many different cultures of people. And what I like about Walker's Point is, as Walker's Point started many, many years ago, it started the same way as it's ending today, with that diversity of cultures and a very exciting neighborhood to be in.
It sounds like there has been one thing that Walker's Point was missing, and that would have been easy access to a neighborhood grocery store. So what kind of options were there for people who wanted to, you know, buy their groceries for the week in the neighborhood?
Well, I was president of the Walker's Point Association, and the most common thing that people talked about was that if you were to go to a grocery store, it was a journey. It was a destination. You could not walk. You could not ride your bike. The nearest grocery store was 2.5 miles to 3 miles away for full-service grocery. And so we needed a supermarket in the Walker's Point area. So I took it upon myself, with the help of our Walker's Point Association, to try to find an interested party, if you will, to come and open a grocery store. The problem was that a lot of the mainline grocery stores that I talked to and showed property to said that there wasn't enough residents around for them to be profitable, if you will, in the general area. Well, I disagreed with that. And I wrote letters. I called supermarkets. I drove them around to different places in our area, and we found one good location. And so what I tried to do is talk those people into putting something there, because our population in Walker's Point actually goes up during the day, and the people who are leaving work could possibly shop there. And I was looking for something that wasn't so much a big mainline supermarket as much as something that could offer organic foods, fresh foods, things that would draw people to shop in Walker's Point as opposed to going to Bayview or to downtown Milwaukee.
I suppose if you're one of these supermarket retail outfits, you look at this area and you are trying to eyeball it for potential customers. And on the one hand, you see a lake, and then you also see some industrial area and businesses. That must have made it a little bit of a harder sell.
It was. But you have to realize I'm not in that market. I'm in the market of customer service to our people and making Walker's Point an area where people can live, work, and play. And the supermarket was one of those key areas where a person could not live, because we didn't have what was needed for them. They could go to the gas stations or to the convenience markets, but they were going to pay a little bit more than what they could pay in other places. Being a diverse neighborhood that we were, a lot of our people in Walker's Point area in the near south side don't have the kind of money that is needed to be able to spend whatever you wanted to on groceries. And so I was also looking at ways in which to help those that are less fortunate be able to afford to stay in our area. Most of a lot of our people in the Walker's Point area don't have cars, so they need to use public transportation or bicycles or walk.
There was real persistence involved in this effort. As someone who's been through this, and there may be other parts of Milwaukee, other cities that are facing a food desert and some obstacles, what do you think was key to channeling that persistence into real action?
I think the key was that you had to keep the people interested in the end objective. And that was, we needed something to be able to sustain life in Walker's Point. And a supermarket was key to doing that. A supermarket was key to attracting more people to live in our area. The supermarket was key to be able to feed our families. And the supermarket was key to attract other communities to come to Walker's Point to shop.
So have you heard from people about how they're feeling about this?
I am receiving anywhere from 50 to 100 emails from people all over Walker's Point, some I don't even know, who are saying, congratulations, your baby is birthing.
And so it feels pretty good. Do you think this is going to have the effect you hope for, that it would turn Walker's Point into a place where people could work and play, but also live and do it in a healthy way?
I think it's beginning. If I was still in Walker's Point, the next thing I would be fighting for is a hospital. There was a hospital at one time where Rockwell Automation is today in their in their parking lot right behind them. In fact, that was St. Luke's Hospital, run by a group of nuns in that area. And Aurora Healthcare actually showed me the documentation and the pictures of that small little hospital was there. In fact, I lived next door to where that hospital was at one time, and I had restored the Bruce House. Very proud of that community today. When I moved into the Walker's Point community, it was a community that was iffy. It was a community that was drug-ridden. It was a community of homes that were mostly rented, where landlords didn't take care of property. But we energized that area. We got the Home Depots of the world to give us discount cards to give to the neighbors so that they could buy plants at a discounted price. We took Supervisor Peggy West, took it upon herself with us in the Walker's Point Association, and 2 to 3 times a year, we walked the streets of Walker's Point picking up trash. It became contagious. And the residents melded together to make that community what it is today.
Victor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Victor Ray, former president of the Walker's Point Association. He was with us to talk about an effort by residents of Walker's Point to attract a much-needed grocery store to the neighborhood.